Bibles to Revelation chapter 3 tonight. Revelation chapter 3. Although we don't have a lot of time, we're actually not going to be looking at a lot of verses tonight, but we are going to be saying some things and referring to maybe some principles of the Word of God, and just ask that maybe pay a little closer attention to the words and think about things, and maybe think about things in reflection to your own life and your own heart. I don't mean to in any way insinuate something that's not true, but I want to I want to be careful with my words in that. Not be accusatory, but be honest. So a lot of times in our life, maybe this is just for me tonight, and maybe that's why I'm stumbling over my words and trying to get my thoughts out, because as I look at this, and I feel like this is my fault. I think a lot of times in our life, we try to handle things well, and we try and do things well, and try and do the best we can with what we have. We look at our resources, we look at our opportunities, we look at the wisdom that maybe God gives us. We look at the counselors around us. Maybe we even seek help and look for again wisdom and guidance and decisions and things. And then, if none of that works, then we'll try talking to the Lord. And It seems as though a lot of times what happens is, once we have spent all of our resources, and we've done everything that I can possibly do, then I will turn to the Lord. And I'm not quite sure that is beneficial to us. It's no different at conversion when we get saved. We'll try our way for years and years, and maybe you did. And then finally you get to a breaking point, and I just can't do it anymore, and then we come to Christ. Well, unfortunately, that mindset, or that somehow that has followed us along in our Christian life. I'll do my very best. I'll try my hardest. I'll work hard. I'll pull hard. I'll push hard. I'll stand strong. I'll study hard, and I'll consider all these things, and then if I still don't have the answer, then I'll ask for help. We see it all the time in our school. Kids will fail, and then after they fail, they ask for help. That's what happens. It would have been better to ask for help right along the way. But I got it figured out. I know how to do it. And if I don't, then I'll incite. We do the same thing with the Lord. I'll do my very best, and then when I get to the complete mess, then I cry out to God. And I want to drop this seed of a word in your head or in your heart. Maybe you've known this, or maybe this is something that's obvious to you, but I feel like it was a major and heavy point in my life just as of late, that getting to the point of being helpless. I feel like prayer and helplessness go hand in hand. See, our mind is filled with a lot of helps in the world. I can do this. I can set things up. I have a 401k or whatever it is, and I have all of these helps, these safety nets that I established. But what it really does is, in my mind, make it so that I will succeed no matter what happens. And very few times do we ever get in our personal life. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about us as individuals. I don't want you to be nudging the person next to you. I want you to think about this. Very few times in our life, not the ones that are out wandering, but in me, or not those ones that are lost, but in me, do I ever get to the point where I am helpless? But I feel like that is what true prayer is. It's helplessness. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 16, he gives us this awful thought. He says, "So then, because thou art what? Lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth." What is that? That is the works of the world contaminating our mind into thinking that I can hold both the hands of the world and the hand of God and succeed. But what God wants is us to be completely spent, out, emptied. Brother Bauman preached a tremendous message on the Church of Laodicea and how that all worked. And we have all those messages online. I recommend you listening to that one. But helplessness is our best prayer. It is your connection of your heart to the heart of God. I want for a moment us to think about the relationship between a parent and a child. Children are selfish. They are. Especially babies. You go into that nursery, they care not about what you think about anything. All they care about is what they want. My diaper's a mess. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm cold. What do? They just scream out. They cry. And this child cries out to their parent in anguish. And what happens? The parent comes running to help their helplessness. Well, so is the child of God, who should continually be appealing to the heart of God. We should, like the baby and like the child, scream in our helplessness, "God, help me." The parent who makes immeasurable amount of sacrifices to, quite honestly, an unthankful and many a times not even slightly contrary, that would be the best case scenario of a child. We do all of these things for a child, and we try and help them, and they're unappreciative. They don't say thank you, and we work hard on that thing. But what do? We're listening with our heart to their voice to call out and say, "Dad, Mom, I need your help." And so it is with God, even more perfectly, because the parent is only in charge of this life, but God has able to help us through our, not just this life, but through all of eternity. Helplessness. What is God looking for? He's looking at man, and he sees the distress of their ungodliness and their empty joys and sinful, wicked lifestyles and their sorrows and their disappointments and their sufferings and their anxieties, and they get swept away in complete distress. And then he hears their cry. He hears their cry again. And he stoops down in their helplessness, just like that helpless child, and he helps. And he intervenes. And he comes to help that one that is crying out with every care and every burden on their back and just a mess. And why does he come? Because they're helpless. Prayer is for the helpless. It is our most powerful plea to the tender heart and the tender ear of God. So how do you know that? because I see what type of prayer is initiated and needed for me to even be his child. It is one of helplessness. It is in, for a moment of honesty, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't have enough. I cannot appease the judgment of God in myself. Help me. And that's what he's waiting for. If at any moment we come to God and say, God, I want you to save me, and I will do these things for you, that's not how it goes. He's looking for helplessness. And so many times we wonder, does God even hear me? Oh, he hears you. The minute you cried out to him in your moment of distress, he heard. And he begins to work in our life. But do you understand that our impatience is no urgency to God? Look at John chapter 13. Our impatience in no way disturbs the Lord. I was at the hospital today. Pulled up right across the street from the hospital, which is brilliant, is a Starbucks. I get in line at Starbucks and there were three people ahead of me. Oh, what's taking so long? I had to wait for three people to get their car. And that transpires into our prayer life with the Lord. God, I've asked her for help and I don't see you working. Oh, he's working. He's working. Just not at your pace. John 13:7. Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Hey, just hold on, child. Just be a little patient. I heard your cry, and I'm helping. We need to learn to surrender to God. I know that's a very... Of course we do. Like, that's an easy statement, but listen. We need to learn to surrender to God. We need to surrender to God whose ways are past figuring out on our end. For when we demand that God make his ways known to me, know what I'm doing? I'm actually, in my being, in rebellion to God himself. Because I'm not trusting him. I'm not helpless. I still think I have a good answer. I was helping my daughter with math today. She came to me, she says, Dad, I studied my math. I said, great, let me see what you're studying. She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, let me see. I love math. And I love that you're studying math. Let me see. I said, how's this going? Great, she says. I said, you understand what you're doing? Oh, yeah. Open up to it. That's wrong. That's wrong. Oh, Dad, stop. Nope, that's wrong. And I get out my pencil. I start marking all of them wrong. All of the ones that she said were right, not all of them, some of the ones that she said were right were not. She didn't come to me helpless. That's how we come to the Lord. Lord, just approve what I'm doing. Just sign off, please. Instead of, God, I have no idea what I'm doing. I need you. There's a big difference. And there's a big difference in how he responds in that way. Oh, we had a long lecture. And we had a training, and we learned how to multiply and divide by 10. We learned how to change whole numbers into percents and percents back into whole numbers. Lovely. But it took some breaking of some will before we did that. God, I got it all figured out. I just need you to sign off on my life. What you are is in a state of rebellion against the very God that you're calling upon. We need to learn to surrender to God. Prayer, therefore, consists simply in telling God day by day in what ways we feel that we are helpless. Can I say that again? Prayer consists by us daily telling God in what ways we feel helpless. Because when we acknowledge our helplessness to God, that's when He can begin to work. But so it happens that we slip out of this attitude, only to return to our former self-sufficiency, our self-arrogancy. Not sure if that's a word, just made it up. Self-conceit. And what is the result? We fail again to grasp the meaning of helplessness. Let's go back in our life. Let's look back in our timeline. When did you feel the closest connected to God? Well, it's salvation. When I got saved that day, He seemed so real to me. Why? Because for a moment you were helpless. How about after that? Follow in your life. Look in your life. When was God closest to you? When were you the closest to God? When you were helpless. But something happens between that day and today. And we pick back up and we release the attitude or the spirit of humility, and we take upon our own strength again. And what happens? Well, once again, we're filled with anxiety and just a mess. The peace of God leaves us. Worldliness and lack of spiritual interest begin to choke out our spiritual lives. Sin gains victory again in our daily lives. And so the cycle continues. And it continues, and it gets worse and worse until we get to the place of helplessness again. And then we humble our heart. And God loves the contrite heart. He loves the broken heart. And our broken heart somehow connects to the ear and heart of God. And we go through the thing again. And we remember and we ask ourselves, why didn't I do this before? Can I submit to you a word tonight? Helpless. It leaves me so vulnerable. It's so out of control. It's so... Exactly. Exactly where you need to be. One last verse. John chapter 15 and verse 5. Pastor, we came here, it was icy, wasn't expecting. Just consider that one word tonight. Are you helpless? Say, no, I have it all to... Could we get back to that? John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he says, ye can do nothing. Without me, you're helpless. You're lost. Oh, that we would have the heart concerning our life and the humility of helplessness. Let's all stand. I just want you to think about that word in the light of prayer. When I talk to God, am I coming to God with my plans, or am I coming saying, I have no idea. I don't know. Can I tell you, sometimes a helpless prayer has no words? It's simply telling God, I don't know. I think prayer and helplessness are joined hand in hand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are and how tender and gentle you are towards us. God, I pray that we would have a humble heart. A heart that you can use and a heart that you could work with. And God, that we would give up our will. Give up our ideas for you. Lord, that we truly would grab a hold of John 15:5, that without you, we can do nothing. Lord, help us to be helpless. Lord, we do love you. We are so thankful that you are, again, so kind and gracious. Lord, I pray for these circumstances tonight that are heavy. Lord, honestly, I don't know what your will is for them. Cancer and sickness and illness, and Lord, I don't know. But whatever it is, Lord, I pray you give us the grace to get through it. Lord, keep us safe as we travel home now, and Lord, protect us on the roads, and Lord, we love you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.